From the University of California, Davis, this is Newswatch.
So these are all the stains I had.
What stains did you use?
We use SOX 2 and OCT 4.
At the UC Davis Institute for Regenerative Cures, it's not uncommon to find researchers working with stem cells that could provide cures for diseases like Huntington's, osteoporosis, and even cancer. What is uncommon are the researchers you see here.
The students in this program, first of all, take a class that teaches them about regenerative medicine, and then they get to work at the bench with mentors who are actually culturing cells.
Okay, so you want me to use this one and this one?
Yeah, that would be great.
These students are 16, 17, and 18-year-old high schoolers who won a rigorous year-long teen biotech challenge and were offered a very rare hands-on opportunity to work in one of the state's most advanced stem cell labs.
By giving students the ability to come and intern, that opens their eyes and expands their knowledge on the different careers that this world has to offer, which is brilliant.
At 18, Miriam Bader was one of the oldest students in this group of 10. She was assigned to work on gene therapy for humans.
If anything, it actually made me want to do what I planned to more. It encouraged me. I really liked it.
While many believe stem cell research is the future of medicine, it's no doubt these students are the next generation of scientists, doctors, and innovators who will someday turn stem cells into cures. In Sacramento, Kristen Samos for Newswatch.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.